This is St. Louis Public Radio. The story of a jazz singer whose signature song drew attention to the brutal treatment of African Americans will be on stage in St. Louis for the next 2 weeks. Max and Louis Productions presents Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, a drama about the iconic Billie Holiday. It takes place 4 months before her death. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler tells us about the play and explores the history and legacy of Holiday's music. We should warn you that some of the lyrics are graphic and may be disturbing.
All I know is I'm in love with you.
Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill opens at the Kranzberg Arts Center with Alexis J. Roston as vocalist Billie Holiday.
I know.
The performance includes a dozen of her songs and a running commentary in which she looks back on her life of love, loss, addiction, and struggle with racism. Roston tells Holiday's story with the bitterness tucked carefully beneath her words.
Thank you so much. I love it. You know that. Love it. Makes me feel good. I'm even glad to be back in Philly.
Holiday was born in Philadelphia in 1915 to a teenage mother. Her rough upbringing included being sexually assaulted at the age of 10. She sought comfort in the music of Bessie Smith and Louis Armstrong. Later, as an entertainer in the Jim Crow era of legalized discrimination, Holiday couldn't eat with the white musicians she performed with. She had to use a back entrance to many venues. In one momentous song, the jazz artist raged against the system with her voice.
Southern trees bear strange fruit.
Holiday was the first to record Strange Fruit, a stark yet lyrical song about lynchings of African Americans in the South.
Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze.
This song challenged the white audiences, even the very liberal white audiences.
Paige McGinley is a Washington University expert on 20th century entertainers.
There have been debates over the years about how politically engaged Billie Holiday was or wasn't. I think with the performance of Strange Fruit and the way she used that song throughout her career places her in a legacy of black women, anti-lynching activists. At the end of the song, she would leave the stage, and then the accompanist would play some sort of bridge music to get the audience back into the cafe world, which had been temporarily suspended.
Holiday tried to escape her daily existence with alcohol, then heroin. She died in 1959 at the age of 44 from cirrhosis of the liver. The thought of portraying such a storied performer might be intimidating.
If you want to play somebody fierce, sassy, bold, I mean, it's kind of like a dream role to play.
But playing Billie Holiday doesn't scare Alexis J. Roston at all.
I have a certain strength about me that I feel she had the same kind of strength. And it just keeps that through line of, I will be triumphant, you know, no matter what, come what may.
Just as Holiday proclaims in Lady Day, Roston says it's the music that inspires her and keeps her going.
Money, you've got lots of friends.
I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.
But when you're gone and spinning ends, they don't come around no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't you take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got